we present The Grumbleweed. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin in From Bad to Verse.
Ernest! What on earth are you doing, standing on your head in the middle of the floor?
Oh, don't disturb me, Geoffrey. I'm feeding me brain.
By the colour of your face, I'd say I didn't have six helpings.
Well, help me down, then.
Give us your legs, then. Oh, careful. Oh, you give me the shock of my life. What's it all about?
Geoffrey, I woke up this morning with this uncontrollable urge to express myself, to reach out into the dark creative corners of my mind and give vent to my poetical feelings.
Must have been them kippers yet last night.
It has got nothing to do with kippers, Geoffrey. What has it got nothing to do with?
Kippers.
Exactly. Now, for the first time in my life, I knew what it felt like to be Wordsworth.
Not Adrian Wordsworth at the aerobics.
You are doing this on purpose, aren't you, Geoffrey? William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud.
Well, if you'd have asked me, I'd have come with you.
No, Geoffrey. Poetry. I don't know what's happened to me, Geoffrey, but I just feel I want the whole world to see what I've got.
Well, if you carry on standing on your head in front of the window, they soon will do.
Wilfred, now you'll take me seriously, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will.
Because I've written some poetry.
Oh, I've seen that, fantastic.
5 o'clock this morning it happened. I woke up and there it was.
I hope it was.
Ode to a pansy.
Lovely.
I love you, little pansy, in the ground so sweet. The fragrance of your perfume.
It's just like sweaty feet.
Geoffrey! What's going on in here, then?
Yes, what's all the noise?
Oh, it's fantastic, Uncle Robert. Ernest written a poem.
Hey, come on, then, let's hear it.
You are joking, you are joking. If you think I'm going to be in a laughing stock by you, you have another thing coming. What is it you've another of coming?
Think.
Exactly. No, I shall go somewhere to cogitate.
I wouldn't, Ernest. The last time you did that, your braces snapped.
Oh, that's funny, Dave. Just got sweaty feet.
Well, you're all peasants. I'm going out. And if anybody wants me, I shall be in the public library feeding me creative urges on the literary masters.
I think he's a bit upset.
Oh, he'll be all right. It's my fault, really. I love to tease him, and this morning I feel a bit impish. He doesn't like being teased, and Ernest, you know, he'll be as right as rain when he comes back.
Who's upset, Twinkletoes? He's just flown out of the house in the right mood.
He's gone to the library, Uncle Nasty.
Tell you what, I think I'll go after him. I don't want him to do something silly.
I used to write poetry in my younger days, you know.
So did I. Just little romantic verses to Mrs. Rubbish.
Oh, that's nice.
I remember one. Can I compare thee to a custard slice? All soft and squashy, yellow and nice. My love for you will never die. Just like my love of rhubarb pie. We are ever growing nearer. As Scragender Lamb is getting dearer. As long as socks keep getting dirty, I'll always love my little Gertie.
Ah, that's beautiful.
I wrote that in our first anniversary card.
What happened?
She left home.
What on earth for all that?
They called her Madge.
Have you ever written any poetry, Uncle Nasty?
Yeah, just now.
Come on then, old lad, let's hear it.
As my dislike of you lot grows, you're getting further up my nose.
I'm sorry, I don't think much of that.
And I hate you most, you stupid...
Oh,
you know, you can't beat it, sitting round a fire after a big meal.
You're right, Rockface. Frieda excelled herself with that lunch today.
Oh, I thought the chips were a bit hard.
Chips? Chips? You think they were chips, you've got another thing coming. I've got one of mine, it's stuck in the floorboard.
You've had a bad morning, haven't you, Mother?
I've never known her have a good one.
Any haven't seen Geoffrey in a long time coming back.
That might be them. I'll answer it.
And try be nice to him, Uncle Nasty.
They're getting right up my nose, them two do.
Well, you mustn't go around aching people all the time. Change the other people's good point. What's the old proverb? When things fall out, better to be born lucky than never too late to learn to stand the bridges. Before what the eye doesn't see, the early bird catches the boat on your foot. But only when the cat's away.
It's not Ernest and Geoffrey, it's Fred Fibber. Ah, good old Fred, I like him.
He gets up my nose as much as them other two duck eggs put together.
Come in, Fred. It's grand to see you, lad.
Look, Fibber, say what you've got to say and then scram.
Don't start getting covered with me, pal, or I'll have to sort you out.
You and whose army?
No, Uncle Nasty. Remember that proverb? He who laughs less gathers no moss. Unless you see your coat according to a friend in need, spoils the breath. Especially in a glass house.
Well,
ignore him, Fred. Here, what can we do for you, lad? Well, it was our evening, really, you see. I got up about 5:30 this morning, swam 400 lengths in my indoor swimming pool, had 20 minutes in my sauna, and I was just sitting in my jacuzzi having my cornflakes when he did dashes in and says, they've gone. What happened? Exactly what I said. What have I said? Next door garden gnomes, she said. Next door garden gnomes, I said. Next door garden gnomes, she said. So I thought I'd come and tell you.
She's right. Look out the window. They've all been pinched.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah?
Who could have done such a disgusting thing? Them garden gnomes have been in my family for over 50 years.
Aye, it's a dastardly crime. I love them garden gnomes.
I hated them. Stupid, pathetic things, too.
Unlike Uncle Nasty, they were lovely, them garden gnomes.
They were revolting.
Well, I liked them. I did. I used to talk to them. Yeah, I did. Especially little Percy. Who sat fishing in the pond? He was a good little friend to me, was little Percy.
We'll buy you another little Percy, Melanie. In fact, we'll buy another complete set.
You're joking. If you waste your money replacing them stupid, pathetic, revolted garden gnomes, I will personally smash them up and bury them under 2 ton of concrete. And I still say, good riddance, because I hate them.
Anyway, Fred, well, thank you for your kind, good neighbourly action in telling us, like. Now, thank you, Paul. Anyway, is there anything new happening? Well, not really. Where's old Ernest and Geoffrey this morning, then?
With a bit of luck, with them rotten garden gnomes.
They've gone to the library. Ernest has gone crackers on poetry.
Oh, brilliant, a man after my own heart. Do you know much about poetry, then, Fred? You're kidding. I've written loads of poetry, I am. I was poet laureate to Emperor of Japan for 5 years.
You are a stinking liar, Fibber.
I'm telling you, pal. 5 years writing 6 poems a day for old Naki Soko. He was a good lad with old Naki. How did you get that job, Fred? Well, I've just broken land speed record at them salt flats in America. 2,230 miles an hour.
Wow, that must have been some car.
I didn't use a car, I did it on a skateboard. And you know, me and our Enid decided to walk to Venezuela for Caracas Tiddlywink Festival. After which, I fancied a holiday. Now, we always have separate holidays, so we decided to go around the world in opposite directions. And meet up in Yakimoto's pie shop in Tokyo. At 3:30 following Tuesday. Well, how did you go on then, Fred? Terrible. We get there, and I've dropped a clanger, haven't I? It's half day closing in Japan, isn't it? So, I go straight to Empress Palace to complain. Naki Soko sees me coming up, drive, puts Kaelin and says, Fred, old lad, make you stand at home. How do you fancy being me poet laureate? £8,000 a week and your own chopsticks. and as much sake as you can sup. I said, you're on, Naki. When do I start, pal? He said, as soon as you've washed up. So I did, and I stayed there for 5 years.
Well, that's brilliant.
I don't know how you've managed to pack so much into your life, Fred.
He's not been a rotten Tokyo. You believe anything he tells you. If he said he discovered penicillin, you believe him.
Oh, no, let's be fair. I didn't discover penicillin. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Irene discovered that.
What sort of poems did you write, Fred?
Oh, all sorts. Long uns, short uns, thin uns, thick uns. I remember when I wrote for old Naki when Japan won domino final in 64 Olympics. Can you remember it, Fred? Yeah, right. Now, how did it go? There was a young man from Japan who said, Haya Matapatan. Yahamoti Hadu. It's a mini, I do. You're not but a dirty old man.
That is wonderful, Fred. Wonderful.
It won a Naki favourite for that. And he loved that bit in the middle about his pet whipping.
Oh, no. They're back.
We certainly are.
Well, I'll get on my way then. I've got my autobiography to write before tea time, plus fact that Chancellor F. Checker's coming on in an hour to ask me advice on privatising miniature railway at Scarborough. Hope your garden gnomes turn up. Ah, thank you, Fred.
Thanks for coming down, Fred.
All right, lad. See you later.
What's all this about garden gnomes, then?
They've been pinched.
You're joking. What about little Percy?
Percy's gone.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, I love little Percy, didn't you, Geoffrey? You moved, aren't you? You moved.
I did, Ernest.
Look, I've told him you can forget about them garden gnomes because we're not having any more, right?
Oh, don't his eyes go wild when he's angry?
I could change the subject if I were you. How did you go into the library anyway?
Oh, what a wonderful time we've had. Haven't we, Geoffrey?
We have, Ernest. It's been a revelation.
What has it been?
A revelation. Like a window opening in our lives.
Exactly, exactly.
I feel uplifted.
Enlightened.
I feel cleansed.
Why did you fall in the canal?
No, it's poetry. Ernest and I met this wonderful man.
What does he do?
Well, he writes poetry, doesn't he, Geoffrey?
He does, Ernest. Beautiful, beautiful poetry.
And he's the secretary of the local Poetry Appreciation Society.
And what's this fella's name?
Sid Squeak.
Sid Squeak, and he's brilliant.
He is. Do you know he's affected the parts of my body that other poets can't read?
That's fantastic.
Hang on a minute. I think I've heard of this fella. Didn't he write a poem called The Yellow Sausage?
It is, yes.
Let's get to the bottom line, will you? What's all this poetry rubbish leading up to?
We've joined the Poetry Appreciation Society.
I don't believe it.
There's just a couple of slight snags, aren't there, Ernie?
Well, just a couple, Geoffrey.
The first one is there's a meeting tonight.
And what's the second?
The second is it's here in this house.
Well, not for me. If you think I'm going to sit here and listen to a set of weirdos spouting out rotten poetry, you've all got another thing coming.
Now, you don't know, Uncle Nasty. As Ernest and Geoffrey have said, it might be an uplifting experience.
Yeah, and tell me, Mama, she can make some sandwiches.
Well, that's another good reason for not having out to do with it.
Mr. Squeak is here.
Bring him in here, Melanie.
And don't forget, no taking the mickey.
Mr. Squeak.
Greetings, poetry lovers. Sid Squeak at your service. Poems, prose for all occasions, specialising in standards, limericks and sonics.
Well, I'm right pleased to meet you, Mr. Squeak. You know Ernest and Geoffrey, of course.
I certainly do. Superb poetical potential, if I may say so.
Oh, you can talk about my potential any time.
And who is this specimen?
This is Uncle Nasty, Mr. Squeak.
Uncle Nasty? Yes, pal. And you'd better know that I'm only here out of the kindness of my heart. I think this poetry lark is junk. Got it? Junk. Absolute guns. Load of rubbish. You okay? Codswallop. Baloney. Balderdash.
Right.
Garbage. Understand, pal? G-A-R-bage. Garbage. You seem slightly undecided.
This is little Melanie here, Mr. Squeak. Say hello, Melanie.
Hello, Mr. Squeak. I've written a poem of welcome for you. We're glad to have you in our house. Please don't mind the dirt. We're very pleased to welcome you, our friend, the great King Squirt.
Melanie, his name's Squeak.
I know, but it doesn't rhyme.
Innocence. This is Uncle Rubbish here, Mr. Squirt. Squirt.
What an honour. What an honour. You'll never know the pleasure your yellow sausage has brought me. Whenever I feel down or depressed, out comes the old poetry book, a quick blast on the yellow sausage, and I'm a new man.
Praise indeed. Now, I don't think you've met Wilfred, have you?
Nice to see you, youngster. I trust you're also a kindred spirit.
Now, Mr. Squeak, how many members do you have in your little society?
The Sid Squeak Poetry Appreciation Society boasts 676 members.
It's going to be a bit crowded when they all turn up.
Sadly, we have only 6 regular attenders, and 50% of those miss the meetings.
So that leaves 3.
It certainly does.
So who are they, and where are they?
My assistant, the past president of the society, Mr. Stanley Bubble, is fetching them on his motorcycle and sidecar. Their names are Cecil and Celia Amnesia.
Oh, blimey. It's them two old crabs from the paper shop.
Oh, yeah. There's something funny about them, and I can't remember what it is.
I can. It's old Mr. and Mrs. Amnesia. They can never remember anything.
Oh, yeah. That's what I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember that they couldn't remember anything. Don't you mean forgetting that they couldn't remember anything? I could understand it if they couldn't remember that they couldn't remember anything, because they can't remember anything. But I can remember anything. In fact, forgetting that they can't remember anything is the first thing I ever remembered for ages. Isn't it funny?
In what funny?
I don't know, I've forgotten.
Well, they're coming up the drive now. Let them in, Melanie.
Righto.
They're a nice old couple.
Who are?
The Amnesias.
Oh, yeah, there's something funny about them, but I can't remember what it is.
Just belt up, will you?
Someone's just dropped off. A Mr. and Mrs. Amnesia. And here they are.
Ah, Cecil and Celia. How nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Sidney. Sorry we're a bit late, but we've been trying to organise the food for the church garden fete. We couldn't decide on what to put in the sandwiches, could we, dear?
No, dear.
I suggested the... What is it, the liquor like, Cecil?
The cub mistress.
No. I mean, what does he enjoy nibbling after morning service?
The cub mistress.
Oh, I'm sure that's not it. No, I'm talking about something he likes to get his teeth into.
So am I, dear.
Now, look. What was it Mrs. Boothroyd gave us at her party?
Food poisoning?
No, it was in the middle of the table full of sherry.
Oh, that was her husband, dear.
I had a little trifle, remember?
I didn't know you trifled with Mrs. Boothroyd's husband, dear.
Nor did I. When was this?
You said you were sitting in the middle of the table with him.
Oh, dear, that was the trifle.
Why were you sitting in the trifle, dear?
I don't know, dear. Maybe there was nowhere else to sit. I've got it, dear. Forget the sandwiches.
What sandwiches?
Instead, why don't we have a barbershop
quartet?
No, you get coal and charcoal and set fire to it and
burn down the church hall.
Set fire to this charcoal. sell this stuff.
Yes.
Put a metal grill over it and cook these, the butcher sells them, they're covered in skin, the fat and squashy.
Now we're back to Mrs. Boothroyd.
What the heck has all this got to do with the poetry appreciation? I mean, when's something going to happen?
Hey, very sensible question, if I may say so. Who'll second my proposition that we have a recitation competition?
You mean we have to recite some poetry that we've written ourselves?
Exactly.
What a stupid idea.
And there's £100 cash prize for the most outstanding piece of verse.
What a brilliant idea.
Well, we'll start you off, won't we, Geoffrey?
We will, Ernest. A little thing we wrote this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Fish Cakes on a Wet Friday. Rattle, rattle, plop, plop. Who is there, says Granny?
Toasted crumpets, blue and green. A back tire with a puncture.
The vicar plays his concertina. A seagull leaves a message.
Rattle, rattle, plop, plop. I've lost a pair of braces.
Absolutely stunning.
I didn't understand it.
Nor did I.
Where did the fish cakes come in?
They had nothing to do with fish cakes.
They had nothing to do with anything.
You've got no imagination. You're all peasants.
Congratulations, Ernest. Sensational. Celia and Cecil, you're next.
Thank you, Sidney. Now, Cecil and I have written a lovely piece of poetry, haven't we, dear?
Haven't we what, dear?
Written a piece of,
apple pie?
No. No, dear, no. What is it you like to spend your spare time doing?
Locking your mother in the cellar.
No, Cecil, we've got reams of it at home.
Toilet paper?
Oh, your drawers are full of hundreds of them.
Oh, yes. Underpants.
Time! That's it, yes. We've written one this morning. It's called Memories. Thank you. Childhood memories are marvelous things. I remember every day being in the fields with Farmer Brown, helping him make... helping him make...
Sandcastles, dear.
Farmer Brown helping him make...
Yorkshire puddings, wasn't it now?
What is it that you see great big piles of in fields?
You didn't help him make that, did you?
Yes, you know, it makes you sneeze.
Ah, pepper.
No, no. Hey!
Yes, dear, what do you want?
Nothing. That's it. That's our poem. Memories.
Well, I think it's brilliant. Of course, I like anything to do with the past, me. My poem's about a hobby I used to have when I was a little boy. I used to breed maggots. I used to keep them in an old tobacco tin. In fact, I opened it one day and caught two of them smoking. But many's the time when I was young and tiny, my father would come into my bedroom and say, Susan, have you lost one of your maggots? Because your mother's just found one in the rice pudding. Maggots love rice pudding. So here's my poem dedicated to all maggots everywhere. Maggots, maggots, in my hair. Maggots, maggots, everywhere. One up me jumper, one between me toes, and one little special one I keep up me nose. Thank you.
Brilliant, Uncle Rubbish.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic.
Outstanding. Right, 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 right. That's me finished. That is me finished. Here's my poem, pal. Inspired by this collection of 18 gallop barn pots. It's called You Get Right Up My Nose. I'm not joking. I've never heard such a load of tripe, Bill's guns from such a pathetic assortment of Wallys, tripe pounds and barn pots. If I hadn't heard it with my own ears, I wouldn't have believed it. It's meaningless puzzle, nonsensical claptrap, glimmering dribble, and insignificant prattle. Have you heard me? It's bunkum, balderdash,
unintelligible baloney. That is
sensational. Oh, brilliant.
Superbly phrased, if I may say so.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic use of words. There's no competition, none whatsoever.
Oh, Uncle Nasty, you've just given me the poetical experience of a lifetime.
I got shivers all down my back.
So did I, Wilfred. I've come out in a cold sweat.
Our special prize must go to Uncle Nasty.
Brilliant. You must be in the 100 quid.
Oh, you are joking.
Second and Celia will receive the cheque for £100 for their superb rendition of their magnificent piece of verse, Memories.
What? Them two old crabs?
Uncle Nasty, you can't measure the talent that you have in money.
I can, pal. I want the 100 quid.
No chance. For such a masterpiece as yours, you deserve our special prize for outstanding achievement.
I'll settle for the flipping 100 quid.
Uncle Nasty, the special prize must be better than an ordinary prize.
All right. What is the special prize, then?
A sensational, lasting souvenir of a stupendous piece of prose.
What is the special prize?
You treasure it for years as you gaze at it in admiration. This evening's memories will always...
What's the special prize?
A set of 6 superbly sculptured garden gnomes.
Oh, you're
just another little castle.
You have been listening to From Bad to Verse, haven't they, Ernie?
Oh, they certainly have, Geoffrey.
Starring them Jumbleweeds, Albert Carl, Graham Morrison, Robin.
I like him the best.
From Bad to Verse was written and produced in Manchester by that lovely fellow.
Oh, Mike Craig.
Yes, don't you have some lovely clothes?
Lovely clothes. That bubble.
Always a lovely clothes.